This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Animal protein produces 47% larger muscle protein synthesis spike than plant sources, new research shows. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pihakadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk, moderate evidence: a single meal containing animal protein triggers a 47% larger spike in muscle protein synthesis compared to equivalent plant-based protein, according to recent comparative nutritional research. However, when protein intake is measured over multiple days rather than isolated meal periods, the differences between sources become less pronounced, raising questions about the practical significance of acute metabolic responses for long-term muscle adaptation. Key takeaways: animal protein produces a 47% greater acute protein synthesis response in a single meal compared to plant protein sources. This difference diminishes significantly when measuring cumulative protein synthesis over days or weeks. Total daily protein intake and overall dietary pattern may matter more than protein source timing for muscle outcomes. The findings suggest acute metabolic advantages of animal protein may not translate proportionally to long-term muscle gains. 47% larger acute protein synthesis response from animal protein versus plant protein per single meal. Protein synthesis response: animal versus plant sources. Acute single meal versus cumulative multi-day muscle protein synthesis response: animal protein, acute 100%, plant protein, acute 68%, animal protein, cumulative 88%, plant protein, cumulative 82%. Illustrative comparison based on acute versus cumulative protein synthesis literature. Georgian Medical Journal News. Acute metabolic advantage does not scale linearly to long-term outcomes. The 47% difference in muscle protein synthesis following a single meal represents a measurable acute metabolic advantage for animal protein, driven by higher concentrations of essential amino acids, particularly leucine, which acts as a metabolic trigger for mTOR-mediated protein synthesis. Plant proteins generally contain lower leucine concentrations and require larger quantities to achieve equivalent amino acid profiles, which explains the acute disparity. However, this acute advantage diminishes dramatically when protein intake is aggregated over 24 to 72 hours. Researchers examining cumulative protein synthesis across multiple days found that total daily protein consumption, rather than source timing or acute response magnitude, predicted muscle protein accretion more strongly. This suggests that compensatory mechanisms over longer time frames may offset the acute metabolic penalty of plant-based protein. Animal protein produces a 47% larger acute muscle protein synthesis spike per meal, but this advantage narrows substantially when total daily protein intake is standardized across multiple days, suggesting that cumulative nutritional intake matters more than acute response magnitude for muscle adaptation. Comparative nutritional metabolism research: implications for vegetarian and vegan athletes. These findings have direct relevance for athletes following plant-based dietary patterns who can achieve equivalent muscle protein synthesis over a 24-hour period by consuming higher total protein quantities and distributing intake across multiple meals. The practical difference is quantity consumed, not metabolic inferiority of plant sources when total intake is adequate. For individuals adhering to vegetarian or vegan protocols, this means consuming approximately 1.6 to 2.2 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight daily, the upper range of recommendations, distributed across 3 to 4 meals rather than concentrated in 1 or 2 large meals. This strategy compensates for the lower acute response per gram, allowing vegetarian athletes to achieve comparable muscle gains to omnivorous counterparts with identical total protein intake. What this means? For patients, if you consume adequate daily protein from plant sources distributed across multiple meals, you can achieve equivalent muscle protein synthesis to animal protein diets. The 47% difference does not translate to proportional long-term muscle loss if total daily intake and training stimulus remain constant. For clinicians, when counseling patients on protein intake for muscle maintenance or rehabilitation, emphasize total daily protein consumption over acute metabolic responses. Recommend 1.6 to 2.2 grams per kilo day for muscle building goals, distributed across multiple meals, regardless of source. Individual tolerance, nitrogen balance, and dietary adherence matter more than protein timing. For policymakers, nutritional guidelines for athletic performance and muscle health should prioritize adequate total protein intake and meal distribution rather than mandating animal protein sources. This supports both vegetarian dietary autonomy and sustainable food systems by validating plant-based protein adequacy for strength and muscle outcomes. The question remains, why measure acute responses? Despite the demonstrated irrelevance of acute protein synthesis spikes to long-term muscle outcomes, acute metabolic responses remain heavily studied in sports nutrition research. This reflects a measurement convenience bias. Muscle protein synthesis can be quantified within hours using stable isotope tracers, whereas actual muscle hypertrophy requires weeks or months to measure and is more complex to attribute to single variables. The gap between biomarker responses and functional outcomes highlights the importance of distinguishing laboratory significance from clinical meaningfulness in nutritional science. Future research should prioritize longer-term muscle hypertrophy trials comparing isoprotein, equal total daily protein, animal versus plant protocols, with outcomes measured over 8 to 12 weeks of standardized resistance training. Such studies would more directly answer the question practitioners actually ask. Does protein source matter for real-world muscle gain when total intake is controlled? Frequently asked questions: does the 47% difference mean plant protein is inferior for muscle building? No. The 47% difference reflects acute protein synthesis within hours of a meal. When total daily protein intake is equal and distributed across multiple meals, plant and animal proteins produce comparable muscle gains over weeks of training. The acute advantage does not scale to long-term outcomes. How much more plant protein do I need to consume to match animal protein? Plant proteins typically require 10 to 20% higher total daily volume because they contain lower essential amino acid concentrations and lower digestibility scores. If an animal-based recommendation is 1.6 grams per day, a plant-based equivalent would be approximately 1.8 to 1.9 grams per kilogram day, distributed across 3 to 4 meals. Are there plant proteins with amino acid profiles closer to animal sources? Yes. Soy protein, soy milk, tofu, tempeh, and pea protein isolate contain leucine and amino acid ratios approaching animal protein. Combining complementary plant proteins, beans with grains for example, also improves the complete amino acid profile when consumed across multiple meals. As sports nutrition research continues to mature, distinguishing between acute biomarker changes and functionally meaningful outcomes becomes increasingly critical. The 47% difference in protein synthesis per meal is real and measurable, but it is not the full story. For athletes and clinicians making dietary decisions, total daily protein intake, training consistency, and overall dietary pattern are more predictive of muscle outcomes than the source of protein or the magnitude of acute metabolic response. Understanding this distinction shifts focus from marketing claims about meal timing and sources toward sustainable, evidence-based guidance centered on adequate cumulative nutrition. Source: Comparative Protein Metabolism Research.